Where are we and where are we going? Are we going north, south, east or west, up or down? Where's the heart? In Dhamma practice, we're not going in a direction, but actually we are extending ourselves in all directions to go beyond self, beyond concept, to that which is boundless, directionless, boundaryless, infinite. But we begin here on the seat where we sit. There's nowhere else from where to begin. Here and now. Every moment. Start here. Start where we are. We do so with humility. Humility in the sense of head is bowed. Taking the posture of not knowing, of opening to what is not known. When we open to what is not known, inevitably we set down our ideas of knowing, of self, of me. I know. I am one who knows. And we empty ourselves as much as we can. This is why we bow. We bow to the present moment, to the Buddha wisdom. In that bow is our intention to understand, understand is to stand underneath, make ourselves empty like a cup ready to receive what the moment will pour into us. In that sense, it's an emptying out. Concepts, views of who we are not, what we are not, where we are not, what we want, what we don't want. Putting all that down. It's a selfless bow. This allows us to receive, being open to understand, to realize. Realize is another form of realign. We have been aligned. It's almost as if we broke off from alignment and are restoring ourselves to truth. There's no one to be restored. There's only like a piece of a star that fell down, fell off. And is being restored to that luminosity. radiance. We need not understand why this process must happen. It just happens and we are in it. We don't need to understand why. We only need to be aware that we are in it, that it is a process, a path, a working out, a purification. Without owning it, letting go, we cannot control it. So it helps to just let it be and move out of the way with our mental habits and constructs and trust enough to dive in to that stream of purity and let it take us back to the ocean of awakening. That vast measurelessness. We are not separate from that. We are just a flicker away from it. A beam of light. Reconnecting. If only we could see that, know that, there would be no one lost in this world. We are blessed to know this much. Enough to direct our mind in this way, into the silence, into the infinite, into the deathless. So stay present. Pure presence arises not in thought, but in the heart, where thought is silent. If thoughts are there, turn attention inward more, trusting that vast, infinite space in the heart. And bring our face right into it, facing it. We're so intimate with it that we cannot be in the world in this way, within the heart. When thoughts arise, we just turn back to this awareness. That's the prescription, the medicine, is turning back to awareness itself. Awareness aware of awareness. Multiplied. It doesn't stop. It pulls us inward. The habit mind pulls us out, so we turn back in again and again until we understand our true home is here and now in this abiding. And we teach ourselves how to return to this loveliness again. Nothing to cling to, just the great boundless emptiness. Nothing to get, just knowing consciousness itself. We abide free in the totality of transcendence. Our renunciation is just this. It's the gift of our attention. Pure love pouring forth into the moment. How many lifetimes have we spent seeking treasure in the world? When the riches lie within us, nowhere else, we trust this, we open to it, it becomes clear. Where is that person that we thought we are? Where? No one. Only awareness, knowing, pure knowing. No self anywhere. Pure consciousness, indivisible, not personal, like the ocean with its waves, many waves, one ocean. We are a wave in the sea, touching the earth, gently we land, we stand, we see. Stay present, tuning into this conscious awareness of this moment is letting go of the world, letting go of concept, self-view, memory, expectation. All the clouds of the mind, all the worries, bags and bags of worry, all the fears, all the harassment of life, falling away. set free. In some scriptures, this is called the kingdom. Call it what you may. It is treasure, true wealth, the highest happiness, majestic, incomparable. No words to describe, not of the sense realm. It's a holiness. We are made whole, no longer broken, restored, ageless. We have no identity. There's just oneness. Just knowing consciousness itself. When this love is revealed to us, it is sanctified. There will be no fear and no hatred. The purest love of all. This is great compassion itself, wise, universal, complete, and resilient. It is indestructible. Take a moment to know we have stopped, pondered, entered deeply into the heart. Now we return. We abide free. In present moment, awareness, our true home.